Two Moroccan Hajj pilgrims who were at the deadly Mina stampede site moments after it occurred on Thursday have slammed the Saudi authorities' mismanagement of the incident. Take a listen.
I thought the two holy cities of Mecca and Medina are completely clean and beautiful, but I was surprised by the rubbish which littered all the roads. I wondered if the people there were comfortable. We come from Europe. With all this dirt, how can I talk to my children who are in their 20s about Islam and the necessity of cleanness in their religion? How can I tell them Muslims are better than Europeans? So when I saw the huge amount of garbage, I couldn't talk to them. Rubbish was everywhere. We had to walk on it, and the sound of SUVs created a lot of noise for us. The policemen didn't respect elderly pilgrims or the youths. They were only rudely shouting, "Go, go, go." They did not know the word "please" while the Quran recommends it. I was really surprised.
When we came out of Muzdalifa, there was a huge crowd. People were walking on foot. When we reached the stone throwing site, we saw that the path was closed. We couldn't go backward or forward. We were stuck. Then we tried and went back, and when we reached the stone throwing site, we heard that people had passed away. I found that something had gone wrong with the guidance and security arrangements there. On Friday and Saturday, while going for stone throwing, I saw the police push an elderly Iranian man, and even I told one of the Saudi authorities it was not nice to push people because we were in the land of Islam.
To discuss this further now, we're being joined by Shobhan Saxena. He's a journalist and political commentator, and he's joining us via Skype from Sao Paulo. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Saxena. Now, first of all, why do you think the Saudi authorities are not being forthcoming as far as their investigation goes into the Mina stampede?
I think because the Saudi authorities have a lot to hide. The big tragedy here is not that so many people have died. Of course, that's very tragic. But the real tragedy is that there's no accountability. The Saudi Arabia is not being condemned by anyone for what has happened. Their behavior has been completely reckless. And I heard a Saudi official saying on television that what happened was a fate and destiny of the people who died here. But this kind of behavior cannot be accepted by the international community. But the Western countries, who are so sensitive to any death, any part of the world, have not condemned this kind of behavior. The Saudi authorities have a lot to hide in this case. You know, if you look at the city of Mecca, they have turned it into kind of Disneyland. There are five-star hotels and big buildings all around. And just a few days before, there was a big crash in the main mosque, and hundreds of people died in that incident also. But Saudi Arabia is literally getting away with murder.
Right, so considering how Hajj takes place year after year and millions of pilgrims go there, are we to expect the same kind of negligence next year around?
Of course, because you know, since 1988, there have been at least five, six big incidents, and thousands of people have died in Mecca in those incidents. It's very clear that it's beyond Saudi Arabia's capacity and capability to organize the Hajj in a good manner. They have failed again and again. And since Mecca is such an important place for Muslims all over the world, for 1 billion plus Muslims all over the world, the arrangement, the management of this place cannot be left alone to Saudi authorities. They're simply incapable of this. But the international community is not raising this issue, and this is really tragic.
Well, eyes are also turning towards the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to play some sort of a leadership role, at least as far as the investigation goes, but ask questions regarding the Al Saud's custodian of the holy sites go. How much of a leading role can the OIC play, in your opinion?
I don't think they can play any role because Saudi Arabia is such a secretive state. What happens in that country, nobody knows. And they get away with murder all the time, and they're being rewarded by the Western countries now by being given the position in the United Nations Human Rights Council. They're going to head that council. This is really shocking. I don't know, because of their petrol dollar, they have these holy sites in the country, they have enormous power, and nobody's going to be able to do anything about it. But it's time that serious questions are raised about this. If Saudi Arabia is capable of organizing the Hajj in a systematic manner, And it's very clear they can't, and it's time for international community, especially the Muslim countries, to step in and demand a joint management of this holy place for all Muslims.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Shobhan Saxena, journalist and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Sao Paulo. It's a pleasure talking to you here on Press TV, Mr. Saxena.